Brian Burke of Sportsnet joining Stephen Brunt and myself. Now, Brian, thanks so much for joining us today on the spur of the moment. Just your initial reaction to this.
Well, it's not surprising. It's just I feel badly for Mike. You know, like it's when you get fired in a market like Toronto, it's very public, and he's never been fired before in that whole great career of his. He's never been fired before. So sad day for him and his family, and my thoughts go out to him. That's my first reaction is he's had a great career, and these are sad. These are tough days. This is, you know, they pay well in this business. There's some real bad days. Bad day for Mike.
What's the protocol? You've had to fire a coach, you know, when you think you want to do, I know generally you want to do it face to face. I know you look at the schedule a little bit. Maybe you find a spot in the schedule where, as I think, again, as you said this morning, this is not something, it's not a decision you make based on last night's game or the game coming up. From a general manager's point of view, how do you want to do this?
Well, I think one telling thing was that they switched out both assistants, and no one seems to have focused on this the last few days other than me. Mm-hmm. But that's what you do when you're trying to save a coach. And obviously they've hit a real tough stretch here, and nothing is working for the Leafs right now. When you fire a coach, it's an organizational failure. And there's a lot of blame to be distributed when you fire a coach because you haven't given them the best players. Specifically what I'd say about in this case is you've got a roster construction issue, which I've been harping on from day one. You've got a self-inflicted salary cap difficulty that really didn't have to be as bad as it is. The backup goaltending situation has been a debacle. They don't have 1 point from their backup goaltender yet. And, it's just there's a lot here that the organization has created that's made it difficult for Mike Babcock to win. Not making excuses for him. But so there's a lot of blame to go around here.
What happens when you change a coach in midstream?
Well, I mean, they've got a – Sheldon Keefe is a really good coach. Like, if you look at his record in junior with Pembroke and with the Sioux, it's astonishing. Like, his winning percentage is off the charts. And with the Marlies. Now, the one quarrel people would have with the Marlies is it's a stacked team. You know, that's not a regular AHL roster. That's a real top-heavy roster, 6 or 7 one-ways and some big two-ways. So they should be good. But I think he's a good coach. I think this is a good change and a good chance for Sheldon Keefe to show what he's done because he has won every place he's coached.
Brian, a couple of things. The way the timing of this, Mike Babcock did his media availability today. I mean, we talked to Terry Koshin, who was there. Seemed like a good practice. Guys were engaged. Mike seemed relaxed. Does that surprise you? And secondly, because I know we just have you for a couple of minutes here. Secondly, the fact that Brendan Shanahan's name is all over this and Kyle Dubas' name isn't. Those two things, if you could address, please.
Yeah, well, first off, I mean, the protocol is you call a coach in, and if Shanny wasn't on that trip and he showed up there, Mike would have known right away. It's okay. Like when I walked into the Leafs office when they asked me to come in, I walked in and no one would make eye contact with me, and I thought, oh, boy, it's me. So he would have known right away. And just like when I fired Ronnie Wilson, I told him I needed to see him in Montreal. I wasn't on that trip, but I flew up. He knew when he walked in the room. He said, I already booked my flight to Hilton Head tomorrow. So he would have known as soon as Shanny showed up, but it's still a hard day. Like, I don't think people realize, well, I had to make the change and he makes a lot of money, but it's still a hard day. So protocol is you tell him he's been relieved. He would have got a ride back to the hotel. He wouldn't go on the team bus, or if he was back at the hotel when they met with him, and you pack up your stuff and get a flight and go back home. So it's a hard day for him. I think Sheldon Keefe is a really good coach. I think this is a good opportunity for him. But the organization has to take a lot of the blame for this because these are self-inflicted problems that weren't necessary. And the players should take a ton of heat here, too. Players shouldn't get a free pass on this. They let this coach down.
Berkey, we're going to let you scoot. Thanks, bud. Appreciate it.
Thank you.